This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Word leaked from Trump Tower this morning that Alabama Senator Jefferson Beauregard Sessions has been chosen to be the attorney general in the new Trump administration. Senator Sessions is a Republican who favors not only broad deportation of undocumented immigrants, but also drastic reductions in the number of legal immigrants allowed to come to the United States. He has written that in the second great wave of immigration to this country, beginning back in the 1960s, that has been the main force driving down wages. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at that argument.
Senator Sessions has argued that the continued flow of legal immigrants hurts American workers. In an op-ed in the Washington Post last year, he cited research by Harvard economist George Borjas, who found that high immigration from 1980 to 2000 reduced the wages of low-skilled U.S. workers by more than 7%. Stephen Camerata is director of research at the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors low immigration.
The people who lose from immigration tend to be the poorest American workers.
But that research has been disputed by several economists. Giovanni Perry is an economics professor at the University of California, Davis. He says it assumes that immigrants and American workers are competing for the same jobs. But in fact, he says many U.S. workers have moved out of the manual construction and agriculture jobs now being filled by immigrants. Perry's research has found an insignificant impact on the wages of low-skilled workers and even a positive impact on high-skilled workers.
Most economists would say that actually the impact of immigration has been one of positive effect, both on wages and on income per capita.
If immigration slows down in the long run, he expects the economy will too. But Alex Narasta with the Cato Institute says there's a short-term concern as well.
In order to plan business expansion, firms and investors need to know how many more people are going to be in the United States due to immigration.
And he says uncertainty over what the Trump administration will do throws a wrench into those plans. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.